Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power.
Let me get this guy on.
Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
You got the good song on?
Shut up. I hate that song. It's terrible. But now they've got a program where it comes on automatically right after the news, all because of you. Thanks a lot. Thanks for absolutely nothing. Anyway, so Mr. Big Willie calling us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. Where are you today and what are you hauling?
Friendly.
Yes, I'm friendly, and you're friendly, and we're both friendly, and
Friendly, West Virginia.
Oh, is Friendly, West Virginia actually friendly?
Yeah, so far the guys work here. Two of them called off, so I had to sit here an hour and wait on the boss. And then one of them's an hour late. So if anybody's looking for a job, you could probably call the guy here at Integrity Industries in Friendly, West Virginia. If you could show up, I bet you he would hire you.
I think they'd be anywhere. I think they'd be anywhere throughout West Virginia. If you're willing to show up, they'll hire
right.
you.
Yeah. Jeez. You can pass a drug test, and you can just show up and drive a forklift, and make sure you call Integrity Industries Inc. in Friendly, West Virginia. The guy's really nice,
what's it pay?
I had to wait for him, but
what's it pay? A forklift?
I don't know. Probably enough for Friendly, West Virginia. I'm sure. As long as you're not into the extracurriculars and the casinos, you'd probably be all right. Anyhow, there were some nasty comments yesterday on Facebook about Frank Hoagland, and man, I seen you posted one. Man, he really dropped the F-bomb and everything.
A group text to me, to Ferguson, to management of the radio station. We were stunned. We were appalled. We didn't say anything, but Ferguson brought it up, so it's like, all right, well, he's making it public, so here we go. But I was ashamed of Frank Hoagland for saying those kinds of things. Yes.
Here's the thing that makes me, we always say it my show, but when we did the first one, the first debate, you said we're going to have a second one, and he
right.
said, sure, yeah, I'll be there.
Right.
And then everybody's like, well, if he didn't say yes, well, it was already planned.
Right.
Sometimes you can't put everything on a Facebook post. Everybody's bashing you, and then
for
this
what?
Guy... There's one guy in particular that was in the Marine Corps, and he said he believes in God, and he called me a fat Valeros.
A what?
Fat Assoleros. A fat Assoleros.
Them's fighting words, man. Oh, man, are them fighting words.
Fat,
somebody.
He said that fat, Big Willie. And I'm like, hey, you know, buddy, you was in the Marines. You believe in God, the goodness, fellow men and women's all over his Facebook. And then he sits there and bashes me because I have an opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make a guy look bad. I'm telling you my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And for you to personally attack me and call me a fat Valeros, when I look at your Facebook and you ain't no, let me tell you something, brother. You better wear black all the time because it hides the fat, too. You know what I'm telling you? Don't wear vertical stripes because your belly just as big as mine. So you just
he
knows who he is.
And you both
don't appreciate people getting personal and talking about people's looks and appearances. To me, that's bullying. So for somebody that says they love God, just like Frank Hoagland, I guess that's why they like each other.
You're both Marines, though, too. That's the other thing.
Screw him.
Did you explain to him that you also are a Marine?
Screw him.
Wow.
Screw him.
Now, did he say on his Facebook post, his profile that he's God-fearing and all that?
God.
Why would he attack me?
Man,
why would he attack me then like that?
He call me a fathead. Huh?
Why would he call people names and then say that he is God-fearing and all that? I never understood that logic.
Because he's one of them leftist a-holes that does the same thing. They put on a big front And then behind the scenes, they're a complete a-hole. They're a complete acelera, yeah.
You know, you might want to come up with a better name, a derogatory term than aceleros. I don't think that's going to fly here in the Valley. I don't think people are going to start using that saying, hey, you're an aceleros. I don't think that's going to work.
I think everybody loves it because it's like a conundrum when you say you got two things about the same. Aceleros and aceleros. Yeah, they put two and two together. So I think they really love it. I think it's going to take off good. In the Valley. Probably be t-shirts.
Oh, good.
Don't be a aceleros.
I tell you, you know.
I mean, I just don't understand people. They get on there and all they want to do is bash. I mean, we're putting information out, saying our opinions, not the radio station's opinion, nobody else's opinion, but our opinion. But guess what they all do, Dimitri?
They attack me.
You know what they all have in common from this guy, chubby guy that wants to talk crap on another chubby guy, God fearing, Frank Hoagland, all of them, Ron. Johnny Hot, whatever, he's getting paid to stir crap all the time. You know what they all get in common? Yep. Every single one of them.
They listen to me.
They tune in every morning at 7 o'clock just to see what that big Bacillero says in Big Willie. And you know what? That's fine. That's great because that's great for our sales. It's great for ratings. And you people have an opinion too, and feel free to comment because it's what keeps us going, you know. And that's just how I feel about that part of it.
Well, it is amazing.
I just don't like derogatory comments. Yep. I would never. I don't talk about people and their looks and bully people like you do.
Wait a minute. I never make fun of people's looks. Who am I to make fun of anybody else's looks?
I've never done that. They look.
You never do that.
They look all the time. That's my point. You get crap also when you say how good someone looks.
Oh, all the time. It's unbelievable to me. It really
all
is.
All the time.
I mean, especially women. Beautiful women. It's like, how dare he say and take pictures of beautiful women and post them and say that they're beautiful women. I mean, these people are insane. They're crazy. They're absolutely nuts.
That'd be like me being at the beach taking pictures of women. I don't know if I'd take pictures and post them. I don't know. Unless I was at a beauty pageant. But anyhow, I'm just saying, that's my opinion.
I'll never get that image out of my head now. Oh, my God. Out! Get out! Get out! Get it out! Get it out! Oh, man. Jeez. What else is going on with you?
Just sitting here, going to pick up another load now. Everything's doing good. I seen the trucking thing. There's another accident out there on Indiana or something, 75, and a guy hit and killed the four people. Now they're talking about, there's so many different things going on with the FMCSA. They're talking about getting rid of logbooks, the electronic logbooks, going back to paper. And what they don't talk about is they had a company experiment with this a while back when they started the e-logs, and the company seen an increase of like 35% or something. Don't hold me to it, but it was something pretty good, a big jump in accidents when they changed over to e-logs, because you're forcing the guy to keep driving that could be tired and only has 10 hours to drive.
Wow.
And so if I get tired like today, I can't stop. I mean, I got 9 hours of drive time basically. I just got up and I dropped off here, but I gotta keep driving because once I'm out of time, I'm kind of screwed. So if I'm really tired and I want to take a 2 hour nap, I can't do that because the e-log dictates. Yeah, basically what you got to drive.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because this is actually a very important question. All kidding aside, dead serious about this. I have read, and I've been told that the trucking industry, your industry, is one of the most over-regulated industries in America. People can't even begin to realize the layers of bureaucracy and red tape and everything that you have to deal with as a driver. So my question is this. Now with the Trump administration, now with Sean Duffy as Secretary of Transportation, have they eliminated a lot of the bureaucracy, or has nothing changed?
I have not seen anything change at this moment.
Wow.
Not for me. The only thing that I have seen change is the last 2 weeks is the rates have gone up. Knock on wood, and it's been my best 2 weeks probably in 2-3 years. At least 2 years. My best 2 weeks have been this week and last week.
Well, you know why?
Because
you know why, don't you?
I know exactly why. The guys, they're eliminating drivers and no CDLs and these illegals. And then I know there's companies having a hard time getting trucks to come down from Canada to pick up loads because Canada has a ton of illegals and Afghans and Pakistanis and Punjabs. And like I said, I don't care if you drive. I don't care if you're here. I don't care what color you are or what you do. I don't. Do it right. Do it legal. You can't go out and just get a license because you're illegal and hand somebody a license, and they go and kill somebody.
So Canada has a big problem with these illegals, illegal drivers?
Oh, my gosh. That's where they come from. That's where they usually go to Detroit. You see all these Canada trucks. They're all Indian. They're all Pakistanis. They're all whatever. And they all go to Canada now, and then they come down. But they're scared to come down now.
Well, they should be. Well, if they're illegal,
they're going to get caught.
Well, yeah, if they're illegal.
They're not illegal here. They're not illegal here, but their licenses are no good, and they can't speak English.
Holy cow. That's unbelievable.
So that's a big problem, and I know a company that had problems for 2-3 weeks trying to get loads up there, and they finally told somebody else it's their problem now because they could not. They were paying almost double, and nobody wanted to take them.
My goodness gracious.
Usually what happens is you can't get a load out of Canada, so these companies would come down, pick them up, take them back up. But now they refuse to do it. But I've got people offering big money for loads. Some of them are offering about the same.
What's big money?
No big changes at all.
What's big money?
$5-6 a mile. Usually it's, some people are like $2.50 a mile. And you're going to have people all over the internet. Well, I don't get out of bed for $4 a mile. Well, good for you. And drive your 30 miles a day, make your $120 and go home. I'm talking miles, 3,000 miles a week, 25. But I got, what's today? Wednesday morning, I got 1,650 miles on right now.
How much money can a good, not a great truck driver, but a good over-the-road truck driver make in the course of a year, especially now? We talking $125,000,
$150,000? There's so many variables. It just depends. If you're actually talking about an owner-operator, I don't make nothing. You could gross anywhere from $250,000 to $450,000 a year. It just depends on how much your bills are, how much you break down, how many repairs you got, what your insurance is. I'm lucky. I have great credits, and my insurance is cheap. I got my truck paid for. I bought a new trailer, so that's the only thing I owe. So I've been lucky. You got to do things right, and when the times were tough, I still made it. And now that it's picking up a little bit, it'll be a little bit better. But these guys go out and do these lease to owns, and they get in a truck and they rent them and this and that. There's a big problem. There's a big problem with that because they're taking advantage of these illegals and these minorities, and they're getting them suckered in and saying, hey, you're going to make $2,500 a week. And then they don't tell you $2,500 a week minus the truck payment, the insurance, the fuel, the ELD, your license plates, which mine is $1,250 a year, $1,300 a year for a license plate. Plus, I got heavy highway tax, plus IFTA tax, plus if I buy a new vehicle, I got to pay a federal excise tax. You wouldn't believe the taxes I pay on stuff.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Did you actually say you have good credit?
Yeah, I got great credit.
Really?
Yeah, I'm probably 780 or better right now.
Are you sure that's not Christie's credit ranking?
Nah. Christie hadn't worked in a while. She ain't got credit card, nothing. So I don't know. She might have better one than me. I know people ain't had nothing. Their credit's good, but if you ain't got income to show, but it's taking a long time to figure this out and work it up. So I know how to work it. Yeah. So it's all about how you make payments and stuff. But anyhow, FalkAuctions.com this weekend. You might see me there. I'll probably be there. Go to FAULK.